Good morning. My name is Greg Frank, and this is part two of 212-0011 Julie Selby. We had a hearing scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning. There was some misunderstanding as far as the hearing time on behalf of the city, and I respect that because I think we had originally scheduled at one time a hearing earlier or at another time. So. Mr. McKee is going to identify himself shortly. I want to go back and reiterate that I had received a request to reschedule from Ms. Selby that I had initially indicated I was going to deny that, because at the 9 o'clock portion of this hearing, I didn't have anyone present. I wasn't quite sure what to do, so I continued it until the 30th. To May 30th, but I'm going to reopen the hearing portion as Mr. McKee is now present, and I'm going to ask him to give testimony as to what he would like to, what he is knowledgeable about with respect to this case. So, Mr. McKee, would you identify yourself for the record, please? First name, last name, spell your last name, and give us your work mailing address, please.
Mitchell R. McKee, M-C-K-E-E. I work at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Suite 5000, Portland, Oregon, 97201, Senior Housing Inspector.
Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear a firm testimony about to give the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What would you like to tell me, sir?
First of all, I'll go ahead and submit some additional exhibits.
All right, thank you.
I've had communication with Julie Selby this morning via a phone call. She called me. We discussed certain terms and stipulations that she would agree to at the hearing. We did not go into detail completely, but I believe she is going to agree to any my suggestions for relief on this property. I think the I'm gonna ask that the exhibits 1 through 19 plus the exhibits that I just submitted be accepted into evidence.
All right, I'm going to actually I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through including 26, 19 or 20, it's you said 19 and 20 is a personal service and service by posting, 21 is a postponement request by Ms. Selby, 22 is a notice of hearing, and 23 is another letter requesting continuance or set over by Ms. Selby. 24 is a printout, which you'll describe, Mr. McKee, and then I'm not sure what 25 and 26 are, but having submitted those and requested those with no one else here to object, I will admit all of them. So we've got 1 through and including 26 admitted.
Okay, thank you. Exhibit 24 is the printout. It shows our city record screen that demonstrates that the owner of the property, Jenny Selby, has taken out a demolition permit, and she's made application for it. The permit requires a 35-day demolition delay before it's actually can be issued. And this was taken in on May 10. That makes it eligible for issue on June 15. That's one exhibit. The second exhibit is a fax that I asked her to send to me this morning. There are three pages. Those pages include the cover letter from the fax that she sent to me. The second page is a trespass agreement that she has signed with the police to watch the property. The third is a small printed sheet that she drafted and signed. And it includes three different distinctions. First of all, she grants me permission to enter the property for today's date at the rear of the property on the exterior to view the conditions. The second condition is that she has agreed that she would complete demolition of the property within 90 days of permit issuance. The third condition is that she's acknowledging all violations and stipulating to those at the property. So I asked her to do that in the interest of saving time for demonstrating the violations. So I'm asking that attachment A, violations 1 through 31 be stipulated by myself and the owner. The last exhibit is a set of photographs that I took this morning at the property. They, I confirmed, first of all, that the property is now vacant, and it has been partially boarded, but the work to do that is very incomplete and poorly done, and it is open to access right now. Rear window is open. It also shows, several of the photos show that there's a lot of trash and debris in the yard. Okay, I don't think I need to walk through all of these exhibits to demonstrate that what they are.
Mr. McKee, I'll interrupt you just
sure.
So briefly, and that is that based on the stipulation by Ms. Selby in exhibit number 25, which is the three-page facts from Ms. Selby, that there, I'm going to find that she has stipulated to all violations do exist, and therefore you certainly have every right to talk about them as far as in context of any remedies that you may seek, but the proof of them will be found to exist based on her stipulation.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Just kind of an overall picture. The file hasn't been open terribly long. August 2009 is just about 3 years, but the violations were fairly minimal up until a point where I did another inspection and found the property occupied with extraordinary safety and fire life health issues going on there, including lack of water service at the property and overcrowding, or not overcrowding, but occupied basement, occupied attic. The immediate peril to any occupants of the property has been satisfied because the property is now vacant, and with the owner's intent to tear the property down, I'm going to ask for certain relief to be included in an order. First of all, correction of violations, compliance with city codes, that would be resolved through a demolition. I am going to ask for some civil penalties. I'm going to ask for costs to be recovered on housing inspection, on seven total inspections, six housing, one nuisance, at $146 per inspection for a total of $1,022. I'm going to also ask for cost recovery for the cost of this hearing, $1,215. I'm going to ask that the additional penalties be dismissed because of Ms. Selby's cooperation at this point. We don't need to restore the water service on a property that's going to be demolished, so C will be struck. D is struck, the property is no longer occupied. F is struck, we have no need for trash service on a vacant property. G, the permits required in this case is demolition. She has applied, and I would request an alteration to this that the permits go to issued status, that she pay for and obtain the demolition permit within 10 days of its availability for issuance, or by June 25. The next item, which is marked X, I think we don't need, we can ignore that. We can strike that from the complaint relief. On the next item, vacation of property, I would ask that that be maintained in effect as part of the relief, because we want to make sure that no one enters and stays at the property at any point from now until the property is demolished. And I'd like to have the authority to enforce that with the assistance of the police bureau. Recurrence of violations, in the event that the owner does not monitor the property from now until the demolition occurs, that once, if the trash accumulates in excess of 2 cubic yards, we would request that the city have authority to enter the property and abate that nuisance. And we'd also ask that it be done without the benefit of search warrant or notice to the owner. The next item is cost recovery for those abatements, nuisance and board up abatements. We can strike the relocation cost issue. Let me think here. In the event that the owner does not follow through on the demolition within 90 days of the issue date, we would ask that the city be allowed to step in and complete the demolition or follow through on it. And then just a couple of minor issues is that I would ask that the owner secure the property against unwanted entry immediately or as soon as the order becomes effective. And I would also ask that any trash and debris on the site currently be removed within 30 days. One second here, I'm going to review this. Okay, that's all.
All right, the only thing I have to add to that that I would comment about is that the hearings officer and complaint, which is at the bottom of the second page of the complaint under the request of relief, has a retention of jurisdiction of 120 days. Any comments on that, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'd like to actually retain jurisdiction for 180 days.
All right. Anything else, sir?
No.
All right.
My apologies for the confusion on the timing.
No problem. I'm going to go down quickly. Complaint indicates that there are violations of Title 29, which are listed at Attachment A. They run numbers 1 through and including 31. I am making a specific finding that they do exist. Secondly, is that I'm going to make a finding that a number of those violations, in fact, represent serious fire, life, and safety risks and/or health, sanitation risks to any occupants of the property, and in some cases, adjacent or neighboring properties. As a result of that, I heard that the property was still occupied, I would have ordered it vacated with associated costs being recoverable by the city. So I just want to make it clear that a number of the violations do in fact create serious fire, life, and safety and or health and sanitation risks and would warrant vacation. With respect to the demolition, I am going to rely upon the testimony of Mr. McKee, which I find credible and accurately reflect the events and circumstances surrounding this case. But I'm going to find that demolition is an appropriate activity for this particular piece of property, and therefore agree with Mr. McKee that demolition is at this point in time the desirable or preferred alternative to deal with these violations. So with that, that as background, I found that the violations do exist, some of which are fire, life, safety, and or health sanitation. I'm going to find that based on Mr. McKee's testimony, the property is currently vacant and partially boarded up, that the remedies requested by Mr. McKee are appropriate, and that includes correcting of the violations, and that would be done so or accomplished through demolition and completing the demolition process through including inspection of the final permit. I agree with Mr. McKee that cost recovery in this particular case is appropriate. The 7 inspections at $146 or $1,022 in total is appropriate in addition to the cost of the hearings. I will not at this point in time assess any additional civil penalties in the case. I will make the adjustments to Mr. McKee's requested relief, including that water service does not need to be restored, and there are a number of other things that he indicated that need not be done if the property is vacated. I'm going to find that an application for demolition was filed on or submitted on May 10th, which requires a 35-day waiting period before final issue before it can be issued. I'm going to find that the respondent must honor before June 25th, 2012, which represents approximately the 35th day.
35 plus 10.
Yeah, 35 plus 10. Reflects a time period in which the respondent must finalize the permit by paying any necessary fees to have it issued. I'm going to find that the property, although partially boarded up, does require additional efforts to make it safe or make it so that entry is not possible, or at least easily possible, getting into the residence. That if in fact the property is in fact it is reoccupied, the city will have authority to vacate. And I'm not sure that was actually one of the things you asked for. I think you asked that they maintain it, but I'm going to make sure that the city has authority without notice.
On the top of the second page on the relief under vacation of the property, it talks about in the event this city confirms unauthorized entry while vacation order is effective.
And that's what I want to make sure is in place.
Okay, thank you.
I think that you said that in your request, and I now say I see that vacation, maintain, and my note to myself is keep. So
okay.
Obviously I didn't read my final word in that note, but I do want to keep that portion of it in there. If there's a recurrence of the issues regarding trash greater than 2 cubic yards, city be granted the authority to enter and abate such nuisance without search warrant or notice to the owner. The cost for vacation simply is not applicable because anyone who reoccupies will not be a legal tenant and should not be entitled, that should not be given relocation costs or provided relocation benefits by the city. If in fact the owner doesn't follow through within the 90 days, the city should be given authority to demolish. Is that correct, Mr. McKee?
Correct,
with associated costs, and that would certainly be subject to the city submitting what I refer to as a cost bill, but submitting costs and given an opportunity for review of that.
Right.
you're asking, I agree with you that asking the owner to secure immediately to unwarranted entry is appropriate, and clean up trash debris on the site within 30 days is appropriate. I would prefer, here's the way I perceive this. Number one is we could impose civil penalties in essence now that would result if that didn't happen. Thinking about it, I think that's what I'm gonna do is force you to come back here and request a hearing if in fact she doesn't clean up the trash within the 90 days and it is not boarded up from an unlawful entry or unwarranted reentry. So I'm putting the onus back on you. I will retain jurisdiction for 180 days and give you opportunity to then come back if Ms. Selby is not true to her word and gets the property demolished, gets the permits. And I think that would also include permits, finaling the permit, paying for and having an issuance of the permit.
Okay, I'm not totally clear on this. So the remedy in the event that she does not get the permits issued as requested is what?
You come back.
I come back. Okay.
And I'm giving you authority to ask for additional civil penalties at that
okay.
point in time over and above costs.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and that's also going to occur in the event that she doesn't complete the demolition within the 90 days after issuance?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
All right, so any questions on basically what I just recounted?
No, I think that's pretty clear and fair. I have on her fax, Julie Selby supplied me with a phone number here. I thought I might give her a call after the hearing and give her a rundown on the likelihood of the order.
All right, order probably won't go out for at least 1 or 2 days.
Right.
It's today's Friday, so it'll go out Monday or Tuesday, I would guess, I hope. And then become effective approximately 14 days later. And during that period of time, she certainly has every right to make formal objections to the form of the order or the language in the order. Everyone does, including you.
Sure. Okay.
So you would have that right, which is part of the city code or the hearings officer's portion of the city code. All right. Anything further, sir?
No, I think that's right. It. Thank you.
I am going to be canceling I'm going to be canceling the May 30th, 2012, 1:30 hearing, so it will not take place. The earlier portion of this hearing, I did, in fact, set a hearing for that date. That is no longer necessary, and that is canceled. No notices will be sent on that. I will simply send out my order, and that will be my pronouncement. All right, we'll close the hearing. Thank you for coming.